It's the Michael Mara Show.
Now, the speculation in the media is saying that Illinois now may be the most corrupt state in the union. So it sounds like you got some catching up to do, Alaska.
Hi.
Hello.
There, my mic's on now.
We're back.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's amazing that in a very brief time, she can definitely live up to the screw-ups expected
of
her.
Sorry. Come on, I haven't
Welcome
been
back.
Here in a while.
Yes, well, I think you said that twice.
I
That's
know.
Good.
I
Thank
might
you.
Say it a third time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get right to the phones. I guess we can't bring that up. Bring up number four. Just trying to get the touchdowns
on. Rob had to leave early today.
Okay,
God,
here.
Talk about cementing his job.
I swear to God.
No, Bethann, I didn't need you to take a call. Oh. I need you to turn this number four on, please.
Replay four.
Replay four.
Uh-huh.
It's on.
Then why do you say, just out of curiosity, why do you go, it's on, like it has been when it hasn't been? Because that's putting my ass out there. Do you understand what I'm saying, Bear?
I thought you meant the phone.
All right,
I'm
very
sorry.
Sorry. That is WJFK-itis. It's on. It was on the whole time. I was
fine.
Only pushing
Everybody's
it nine
fine.
Or ten times. All right, where was I? God, we'll limp right through to the finish line here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Tammy, you are caller 100.
Yay!
There is a fruitcake on the line that I'd love to give away if you can tell me what the fruitcake phrase that pays is.
Okay, four large eggs beat vigorously for at least 2 minutes longer is better.
You are a winner!
Very good.
That's right, from Spiewak Kitchens. It's a 40-pound fruitcake, the great taste of fruitcake. It comes in a tin, courtesy of the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations, you are the big winner of the fruitcake.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the game. We appreciate that. And, of course, our disclaimer.
Sign waiver before eating. Fruitcake not to be used as a doorstop. The Mike O'Mara Show, including Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Bethann McBride, Joe Ardinger, cannot be held liable for illness or injury resulting from fruitcake ingestion.
Thank you very much, Buzz. That's very good. I love giving those away. I will enjoy mine this evening and tomorrow give a full review. Can you turn my microphone up just a scotch there, Bethann?
You got it.
Thank you very much. There we go.
I can hear you now.
There, now I can be heard. See, it's in her psyche, too, so just keep it down.
Subconsciously.
Let's not do it too loud.
That's right.
That would be the host's microphone. Keep it turned down a little bit. Yeah. Oh, God. All right.
How you doing?
All right. So the beginning and end of this show have been total crap. I swear to God.
Yes,
all right, let's get our news update. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Very good crap. Okay, now it's serious. The NFL says it's cutting 10% of its staff at its headquarters in New York, at NFL Films in New Jersey, and at its network studios in Los Angeles.
You know, if you looked at something in the United States that I thought was untouchable.
Recession-proof.
If there was something that, you know, the NFL will go strong no matter what.
People
and
love
even
football.
They... When I heard this, I said, are they doing this just to go along with the rest of it? Or is this a legitimate financial? It's got to be a legitimate financial move, I would think.
I wonder, some of these cutbacks, especially some of the smaller ones. Well, the league says it's sacking 150 people. And I don't know how many. I mean, that's 10% of their workforce.
Now, is this something they have planned? It just seems to me.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
The NFL prints money. I mean, we've always believed that.
Right.
You know, when we go down to those Super Bowls and you see the commissioner's party and you see the excess and you see the fact that this money is just pouring in. But I guess when it comes to the NFL, they're like a lot of other people where the money is being cut back in every aspect of show business.
Or is this an excuse to make cutbacks they wanted to make anyway? I wonder about these things. Anyway, the league says it's sacking 150 people in response to the downturn in the economy. Quoting Commissioner Goodell, I would like to be able to report we are immune to the troubles around us, but we are not. Layoffs have already been announced by NBA, NASCAR, and the Internet Division of Major League Baseball. Individual teams are trimming jobs as well. Even video games, which definitely seemed immune to the economy, are not. EA Sports says it's feeling the pinch and will have to make deep job cuts and reduce the library of games it offers.
Now, that contradicts a story I thought you had a while back said the video games are doing gangbusters. My question is, what happened to Black Friday that was supposed to be real good?
Cyber Monday was supposed
to be real good.
The rest of the day suck, however.
So it's just a total disaster the rest of the time.
Pretty much. That's what we're hearing from retailers. Business down by a third, more than a third.
But don't you still seem like we're getting, at least on this show, you're getting some mixed signals?
Well,
all those people that called me yesterday and said that they were buying cars, I was surprised about that. I don't know which way it's going. You know, some days you see the market up by 400%, then it goes down 250. I still feel... Maybe I'm naive, but I do feel that perhaps there is a bottom somewhere, that people want to come out of this thing, that people want this economy to recover. And then they say, you know, some people say, well, we're in it for another year. Mm-hmm. Some people say, well, you might start seeing a change by next summer. Well, I don't know what's going on.
Here's the rub about the video games. Total game sales are still growing by double digits. EA Sports is still making money, and lots of it. What's really happening here is that EA Sports isn't making as much money as it thought it would be.
Oh, really? Okay, so they're using this as an opportunity to say, bye, everybody.
Well, they're, because and maybe they padded their personnel. Maybe they added people because they thought they could afford it, and then when the actual figures started coming in, they found out they could not.
I wouldn't be surprised, as far as major corporations, mm-hmm. that this is a wonderful time to use this situation as an excuse to perhaps make decisions that are just bottom-line fat-trimming decisions.
American business has done it before, and it wouldn't surprise me if it were happening again now. Even Yahoo.
What do you think, Beth Ann, as you're so quiet over there going...
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's even kind of touched our show. We're not getting Christmas gifts for each other.
Well,
you know, like we decided.
That was kind of my call, and I just said, you know, why hassle with it?
And I think a lot because...
You're getting me one, though, right?
Yeah, because you told me I had to, yes. it's a
well,
magazine.
You owe me.
I know, you wanted a magazine.
You owe me.
I know, and I owe you a lot.
One magazine you're getting. Even Yahoo's
what
coming.
What magazine are you getting me?
You wanted Vanity Fair.
He gets me Vanity Fair.
I have a subscription. You haven't gotten it already because he has an ongoing subscription to Vanity Fair.
But isn't that what you said? Aw.
So
I'll get you another one.
Now you get two copies. Bring one to me.
Do not get me two copies a month of that magazine. That magazine is the size of my garage.
It is rather thick.
Did you do it already?
Big. No, I haven't. Okay.
Of course she hasn't. You know what she'll do it? She'll do it like three. She'll do it 3 hours before we sign on Friday. That's exactly when she'll do
it. I thought I was going to give it to you on Saturday.
That would be 3 a.m.
She thinks about things like that at the last minute. She thinks about things like nipple coverage at the last minute.
Even Yahoo is cutting 1,000 jobs.
No one told me.
Mm-hmm. And the Great White Way is drying up like a ghost town in spite of the deep discounts being offered by Broadway shows.
Oh, what? You're kidding me.
14 shows will close in the next few weeks, including Young Frankenstein, Hairspray, and Grease. The house is
Those shows suck.
What about this? What about this? The house is half empty for Equus, and Harry Potter shows his thing in that.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah, look at my thing. What do you think of that? Broadway gets hit probably sooner
first
than anybody else in show business. I'm taking my kids up to see a show.
Well, there
what
you go.
Gonna see?
13.
What's that?
It's all kids.
Aw.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I bet you
Daddy will have like an extra double at dinner.
Hey, wasn't that great, kids? You enjoy that? Isn't your father great? Yeah, divorced father. Here I am. How'd you like it? Kids, all kids. Yeah, musical. Stage kids to boot. Won't that be fun? Daddy needs another drink.
They don't serve any adult beverages at that show?
I think they might.
Yeah, because they do at the Rockettes.
I mean, it's a regular theater, and I'm sure that Daddy could duck out, and we're taking a cab.
Ooh.
You know? How'd you enjoy the show, Elizabeth?
She's sexting.
Come on now. We're going to go.
She'll be sexting during
I hope you girls enjoy that show. We're going to the meatpacking district now.
All right. Americans, meanwhile, are clicking more coupons. Not clipping, clicking.
Like internet coupons?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
USA Today says more than 38 million of us will visit an online coupon site this winter. That's up 22% over last winter.
How dare you say my daughters would be sexed?
I was surprised she said it, actually.
My God, she's controversial.
I know.
In a really bad way.
Sorry.
She's a shock jockette.
She is. She wants to be. Comes
I'm sure
in here.
They're not sending nude pictures of themselves, but if you think they're not flirting,
I am too. I am too.
He's pretty sure.
My God. Oh,
but
my.
I'm saying if you think they're not flirting with the boys in their class, you've got your head in the sand.
I don't have my head in the sand, okay? They are going. They're wonderful girls.
Wonderful. They are. Wonderful.
They will not make the mistakes that you've made
in
your life.
I'm saying it's normal, Mike.
I swear to God, if for no other reason, there is no one on the face of this earth that makes me as confrontational as you do, and that's a good thing. That's called hey. It's up to me. Job security, baby.
Is it?
Absolutely.
I smell sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today says 38 million of us using coupons online with newspapers fading.
Hey, coupons.
People are now, but more people are finding them necessary. Now
I know,
to make ends meet.
I love, you know, the one time I was stood in back of that lady at Target who got $63 off of her bill.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting there going, my God, this is worth the effort.
It is.
A lot of people are saving as much as $50 a week. You saw a case of more than that. Manufacturers love them because they're cheaper to make and more efficient than print coupons.
I'm also going to start taking surveys because you get paid for that. And you get paid to test drive a car. I watch the morning news shows. You know.
And giving blood.
Yes, giving blood like Tom Gavin.
Watch out, however, everybody, for emails offering fake coupons. If you get an email saying this is a coupon, it's probably a virus.
Okay.
This Wall Street bailout sucks, according to a new government report. The panel overseeing the Treasury Department $700 billion rescue says the Bush administration needs to do more to stop home foreclosures. Panel also raised 10 critical questions about the Treasury Department's handling of this first half of the money.
Yeah, you know, are we almost in agreement? I mean, everybody was saying that this guy, was it Paulson?
Paulson.
Was doing
Aaron
a good
Paulson.
Job, but he stepped on it, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he certainly
I mean,
has.
He totally screwed the
he
pooch
really
just like
has.
On his whole tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of the cronies. Honest to God, if you're going to tell him to, you know, screw, it's those guys.
Heck of a job, Henry.
Right.
And since the oversight panel is now spilling its guts to lawmakers, that's going to make it tougher for Paulson when he goes back to Capitol Hill, as he plans to do, to ask for the rest of the bailout money.
Just get to January 20th.
Oh, please.
Honest, bring in the new blood. Right. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or whatever. I think everybody he's fed up with these incompetent people in government.
Right.
And you know, hopefully, my God, I hope something changes. But I'm not even optimistic it's going to change. I'm really thinking, you know, if you're really relying on the government to bail us out, we are in very, very bad shape.
Finally, from the police blotter, in Valentine, Nebraska, they have captured the man who's been leaving Valentine-shaped butt prints on store windows throughout the town. This went on for months, someone leaving imprints of a naked behind, well-greased with either lotion or Vaseline.
Oh, God. Well-greased. I like that.
Bakeries, schools, and churches all got imprints. Sometimes he'd turn around and leave a front-side print as well.
Bakeries. I have to grease my butt and go down to the bakery.
Now, 35-year-old Eric Scott, convicted of public indecency and disturbing the peace, will spend just over a year in jail for his high crimes.
Hello, I'm innocent.
Townspeople nicknamed him the Butt Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
He never stole anything. It was just a catchy name.
Yeah, grease his butt.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We want to thank Robert Zubrin, sort of, author of the book How to Live on Mars. You can pick that up at Amazon.com or any of your local bookstores. Also, the lovely, lovely Lindsay Zarniak.
What a nice lady.
The sports czar. And really, I can't say enough to Michael Hoffman.
Yeah.
You know, Rob said
our friend.
It. Rob said that is 15 to 20 minutes of solid radio every time he comes by, every single year. Happy Hanukkah, Michael Hoffman, and thank you to Matt Goldstein also. Tomorrow, comedian Steve Byrne and also Guy Fieri on the show. We'll talk about holiday food with Guy, the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network.
That's right.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you I'm as solid as Mr. Whipple. Beth Ann McBride showed a nipple. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night.
Good night. Gay.
There we go. Gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.